Next on the agenda is IID-18-08, Hilton Dual Brand Hotel, 141 North Stone, T19SA00104, and DP19-0018. In the spirit of disclosure, Robin and I met with the architects this Tuesday to review the project as per IID guidelines.
And Mr. Chair, members of the DRC, just to know the time is 5:24 p.m.
Okay.
That helps when reviewing the recording.
Yes.
Okay,
I'd like to thank you for the Carolyn Lori Planning and Development Services, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for clarifying that you had a meeting with them for the record. I do want to review today that today this is a study session item, so we will not have a formal action. The goal today is to have the applicants present their case to you, have the design professional, Corky Poster, kind of give some feedback on what his design review criteria are and recommendations, and also to allow the applicant to have the opportunity to reintroduce the case if you've heard before or if this is the first time, to give you an idea of what is happening with the project. There was two hearings at Pima County Plans Review Subcommittee, and there have been about four meetings with the design professional.
Fourth review
with the design professional. With that, I'd like to proceed with the applicant's request, unless we have any other questions on process.
Process question, disclosure, I met with members of the Farming Park Neighborhood Association with this group in January, where they presented what they were going to do before the neighborhood meeting. I attended the neighborhood meeting.
Okay.
And I attended the IPP meeting. I also attended both Plans Review Committee meetings, but I have not met separately with the designers.
Okay.
And lastly, disclosure on my part, I did go to the neighborhood meeting and both plans review meetings.
Thank you for introducing that information into the record.
Certainly.
Okay. Next is project presentation by applicant. Okay. Please state your name.
Michael DeMurdo, and I'm with Siever Franks Architects. Address is 2552 North Albernon Way. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So, I guess, do you want me to stand up?
Yes, please, and if you don't mind pressing the lower arrow on the keyboard of the laptop to move.
Page me?
Yeah.
That's this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, just a brief intro to the project for some of you that haven't seen that before. We are working with Faith Hospitality. They're a developer out of Dallas. And they came to us and wanted to build this Hilton Hotel in Tucson. This is a dual brand hotel, Hampton Inn Home 2 Suites, 199 guest rooms. And so we're working with Cypress Engineering is also on our design team. And so we're working toward getting this through the process. Just to preface the reviews that we've had so far, not only PRS, but we've had both of Corky's review letters. These slides are reflective of some of the responses to the first comments that we've received, not all of them. We haven't had a chance to respond to the comments we received Monday, but we're very confident that we have solutions for all those, and we think that they'll be something that we could agree on and hopefully will get us to the finish line. Our goal is to come away today with a better understanding of what everybody, what the DRC, what the design professional wants to make this project succeed so that we can get through, hopefully, a positive outcome on June 5th. This is just an intro of the introduction to the neighborhood and paying attention to our contributing properties, especially because we're in the middle of all this historic stuff. So it definitely has opened our eyes to the situation with the historic and the context inside this neighborhood. Site plan, just briefly, we had certainly challenges with this on a tight site such as this, and that's really why we've gone through the IID and asked for relief on several things because of the tight site constraints. But we chose to put the, I've got a pointer here, hopefully it works.
It won't work on TVs.
It won't work, that's okay.
Yes, yeah,
you guys can
screen.
You can follow my finger. the porte-cochere on the north side is where we expected to have the best entrance to the hotel. So that's the customer drop-off.
If you want to use the mouse.
Oh, okay. The customer drop-off area. And we felt like Ochoa was probably the best street for that just because it's stone did not make much sense to have any kind of a turnoff lane. And we wanted to keep away from Corral Street, being that's a one-way residential street. So we chose to put that there under the overhang. And then on Stone Avenue, we have the two driveways. You can see the one to the north, it goes ramps up to a parking garage upper level decks. The one to the south goes to the ground level parking deck. So there's a total of 138 stalls inside the garage. And then what you're seeing is really the third level, which has the pool and patio amenities for the guests. Let's see. These are a couple fairly basic site sections we just wanted to use to kind of give a sense of the scale and massing of the project. So on the upper left, we have 123 Stone Avenue across Ochoa from us. And then to the south, we have the multifamily apartments, and then beyond that, some residential historic properties. And then, of course, on the lower one, we're facing across from the cathedral on Stone Avenue. And then to the right is the Scottish Rite building set or facing against us. So one of our goals, and you'll see better in the images, was to kind of try and break the building, and it's a podium building, so that made it fairly natural to do, so that we could kind of break the lower portion of the building, the two stories of hotel and the parking structure from the remaining upper tower. So on this view, it's the northwest view looking from Stone toward Ochoa. And so we have the porte-cochere guest drop-off area on the first floor, and that would include the front desk to the hotel, a large breakfast area for dining, so they wanted a lot of glazing. And then if you wrap around here on Stone Avenue, those are two retail pads that are incorporated into the building as well. They have their own entrances off of Stone Avenue. And then on the second floor, we have some guest rooms, we have meeting space, and then we have a fitness area, which actually uses this window. And then we have back of house. And that makes up about the north third of the building, right about that line. This is all hotel below the podium. And then to the south, two-thirds is all the parking structure. And there's really four landings, three decks of parking down the ground level. And then, of course, the tower above, which has the hotel rooms. And this is from the southwest looking, and this is Corral Street here. There's no traffic light there, so don't worry about that. But here we've, you can see some of the responses that we've done over the comments that we've received on the south face. There was a lot of concern about the plainness of the facade. And so, of course, we have the hotel windows above, but below that is a fairly blank wall. Now, part of the reason that's blank is we chose to enclose the parking garage instead of naturally ventilating it. It's mechanically vented, so it's primarily enclosed with the exception of the openings where the two driveways are and above are intakes. But everything else is internal, and that allowed us to internalize all the utilities. We have water meters inside this screened area. We have a trash and recycling enclosure inside there. We have an emergency generator inside there. You know, we did that with all the utilities, buried them inside. In fact, we just buried the electrical because the grades, we were forced to do that. So that was our solution there. What we have done from previous comments was we had added some trellises and some vines on the south wall. And one of the comments that came back to us was that it still seemed too tall and not residential and to scale to pedestrians walking. So we broke it with this shade, just a very shallow louvered shade element. That way we could vine and grow below that and probably give the plants a better chance to survive. What I did want to mention, and I think I'll do it while we're marching through this, is that I know one of the comments that was still fairly strong and on Corky's part, and we agree with it, is that we haven't done enough to deal with the shade, and in this case, even the glare on the windows. And we have a solution in mind. We didn't incorporate it yet, but we will be able to show you good examples of it and model it before the next meeting. And that is, it's another version of a louvered element, and putting it kind of partially in front of the windows and running it on all the windows on the south facade. So at certain times of day, certain times of year, it's going to get a tremendous amount of shade on the windows. Other times, not so much. But it also will be breaking the glare that, you know, at least it reduces the amount of glare that's potentially reflecting off the windows that might come back to the residential properties across the street. So that's one of our suggestions. This is at the southeast. So we're still looking off the corral exposure. And then this is the Scottish Rite building and the Scottish Rite parking lot. So we also did more to respond to earlier comments, which was to break up the facade at the lower level. Again, because the parking garage is enclosed, you know, we don't have these natural fenestrations, so we wanted to create something to break up the wall. Louvers are because we have the internal ventilated fans and for the generator that's inside. This next slide is really just blow-ups of some of those areas to talk about, and in particular, we've talked the north and the south. The island that is kind of created by those two driveways that's directly off of Stone, I'm directly across from the cathedral. I know that there's a lot of concern and a lot of interest in that, and we have some ideas we'd like to share tonight with you, and certainly, hopefully, they could be in response to Corky's concerns, and I think they would help in mitigating that. What I can say is that is certainly a weak version of a rendering of what's there. It doesn't really depict pretty well what's there. But what we actually have, and it doesn't show it, is that is recessed right now 4 feet in from the building line and the property line. But we do have a solution where we can push that in further into the garage, and that is our hope. We don't have a lot of room. We have some limitations behind that wall. That's a sheer wall. We have also two functioning rooms there that we need to retain at some point, but we have room to cut back some of that and cut back some parking. So we're thinking that if we pushed it in at possibly another 4 feet from where it is today, what that would give us right now, that it probably would be better visible on the site plan, but that island currently is roughly 25 feet deep from wall to curb, and it's 82 feet wide from driveway to driveway. And so it's around 2,000 square feet. If we push it in more, the beauty of it is, and we're talking about not a lot of square feet, maybe 300 and some square feet, but we have the shade ramada that we intended to have for shade for benches and such. That becomes deeper, so you end up with maybe more of a 7 or 8 foot shade structure above you. And talking with Norris Landscaping, we haven't really gotten into the meat of this, the plantings. Currently, the plantings on Stone are fairly prescriptive, street trees that are required. You know, this is just a renderer's embellishments on plantings, but what we would hope to do and plan to do is really focus on the landscaping in this area, and probably it would end up meaning reducing some of the hardscape to add more softscape. And add more shade. We have some limitations to the number of trees. We also have the issue where we don't want to block what may or may not be going on this wall, because we're thinking of raising that inset and stepping it as you get up to the podium. So there's some opportunity there for some different options, but we definitely want to focus that on our attention on that. These are just neighborhood context images. So again, we took actual photos. This is standing on stone looking south. This is standing on stone looking north. You can see where the cathedral is, you can see some bearings. And then this is from the Scottish Rite angle. So all similar angles to the rendering, but tells you roughly the scale and the look of the building in its place. And then these are just the orthographic elevations that, you know, for talking points, they might be helpful for us today. One of the things I could bring up now would be that one of Corky's other comments that we really agree with considerably, and that was the cornice scale. And knowing that, you know, there's a lot of properties around us with really prominent scale cornices, and this was more in the prototypical nature of a scale of the hotel. So what we have planned and thought out, and I can share that in more detail with you, is scaling up the cornice, but picking and choosing the elevations where that would occur. Certainly on this north elevation, because that makes sense. And the only reason I say that is because we have some of the flat-walled, flat-parapeted areas that, for example, you'll see them on the right and left, that we would probably, this is a prominent cornice and it wraps around the corner. And this is the prominent one at the north end and it wraps around. Both of those are very visible. These actually, this is the whole area that's pushed back about 60 feet from the street. In most cases, people won't see much of it. But the primary reason is we want to have something to dive the larger cornice into. So we think that would work well on the vertical fins. It doesn't work so well in all parts. So we're right now what I'm thinking is that we would propose a primary cornice and then a secondary cornice as it steps back, and possibly do the same keep the scale of this one roughly at the south end. And because the flat walls, although they pop out, it's enough for these cornices to die. But if we start to embellish that, then it might get a little clunky. And then on the east side, which this is roughly the profile of the Scottish Rite building. So, you know, much of this part of the building won't be visible. This will certainly be visible, as you could see. But we were thinking that we would probably keep a secondary cornice on this elevation as well. I'm not sure if that's all. And then this was the original palette. I don't know how it translates on the screen, but roughly the palette that we put together and submitted for the original IAB. And another one of Corky's comments, and you know, we don't disagree with it, that there's potential for adopting maybe some more of the colors that are prominent on the street, and for example, 123 stone in Scottish Rite, and more of the cream yellow version that we see in those places. I don't think there's any reason why we can't adjust our palette and incorporate some of that into this scheme. So again, we don't really have an objection with that. So you know, in general, I think that we're very comfortable with you know what has come up so far in Corky's review. So that's where we stand today. And I think that's all I got there. Yeah. So
can you go back to that historic axon and leave that one.
Which one?
The very first one.
Next on the agenda, the staff report.
Okay. For the record, I'd like to ask the project manager, Nick Ross, to provide the presentation on the application. Nick has recently joined the Infill Incentive District staff, so we're pleased to have him, and this will be one of his first cases that he's running through.
Yeah, so the applicant kind of touched on this briefly, but I'll go ahead and read the full description of the project here. The applicant is proposing constructing a six-story Hilton dual-brand hotel consisting of approximately 199 rooms, a parking garage, shared breakfast room area, and retail space. The dual branding consists of a portion of the hotel, approximately 76 rooms, being a Hampton Inn product, and the other portion, approximately 123 rooms, being a Home 2 Suites product. The different brands will have rooms on the same floors within the building and will share the other amenity spaces within the hotel, to include the lobby, check-in, garage, and pool courtyard areas, and provide a 1,500 square foot space for ground floor commercial retail space. The applicant is requesting the IID DRC to recommend the approval of the following UDC modifications. There's six of them. Due to the location being on South Stone Avenue, they're requesting relief from the MSNR setbacks, relief from the minimum perimeter yard standard due to its adjacency to an R2 zone in a C3 site, relief from minimum vehicular and bicycle parking standards, relief from landscaping and screening, relief from native plant preservation standards, and the last one is modifications to the on-site refuse collection standards.
Okay, nicely done, Nick. Thank you.
Good. Next is design professional.
Thank you. As Carolyn said earlier, this is just a participated in two preliminary meetings and then have written two versions of a commentary. One in red on your printout, which was based on the full package of the development. And then in response to that, I received six or seven revised elevations, and the blue comments are more recent, just a few days old, and they are a subsequent comment to the response to the first set of comments. I want to say at the outset that I sort of see my job as sort of twofold. One is to not give my subjective opinion, but try to follow the language in the IID and the requirements of that. So I've organized it in such a way that I'm responding point by point. And then the second comment is that I see my role as trying to make the building better. The comments are occasionally critical, but it all always has the intent of a better product, both for the community and the owner and the architects. So my overall reaction to the changes was positive on particularly the south and east side, less positive on the rest of the building. I appreciate the comments and your intent on moving forward. Can you go back to that image? Because I think I want to... Yeah, that one. So my biggest issue is demonstrated by that bird's eye view, and that is there's a big, beautiful cathedral across the street from this development. And if you kind of cover up that cathedral with your hand, it's hard to read the response to that cathedral on the building itself. And I think that's what I said at the first meeting. That's what I said at the second meeting. That's what I said in my written report, and it's still my opinion. When you look at that west facade of the building, you can't find the yin to the yang of the cathedral. And it's very symmetrical, very imposing, very big, and very close across the street. So my general comments that go back really to the original meeting is that I thought, and I still think, that the decision to put the parking on the south half of the site was problematic relative to the location of the cathedral. It puts the entry and the two entries immediately across from the cathedral, and therefore makes it difficult to have a kind of a strong response to that. And that's still my opinion. But let me go through and respond to what was submitted. First of all, I want to be clear that in discussions with Planning and Development Services, we concluded that the sections of the UDC that we were using was 5.12.8, which is the general IID zoning option design standards, the 5.12.10 downtown core sub-district, and then finally 5.12.2, which is the historic component. And what that says is that we have three individually listed, listed buildings around it, to the north, to the east, and to the south. And then I don't think we get much argument that the cathedral to the west that is now aged into eligibility is certainly an eligible property. So because of that, we wind up with a Tucson Pima County Historic Commission review for design to complement and be compatible with the architecture of adjacent historic structures, compatibility with adjacent structures through architectural elements, building setbacks, stepbacks, textures, materials, forms, and landscaping. And then there are some exceptions that have not been invoked. The first item that I responded to under 512.8A is the pedestrian orientation. Project shall be pedestrian oriented. And I commented last time about what I thought was a weak response, both in terms of the lack of pedestrian interest on the west elevation, the automobile dominance of the north elevation, and quite weak and south and east elevations. There have been changes made, and my current comments suggest that the, in my view, the east and the south have been improved. The west facade still doesn't respond in a substantial enough way to the iconic symmetry of the cathedral. I had a couple of suggestions about how that might be better. Can you go to the next, or can I go to the next slide? Yeah, okay, no, just that second one back. Yeah, that one. And so I was, this is a good example of the symmetry of that cathedral and where it is and how it is. And so I would first argue that that pocket park should be symmetrical about the center line of that instead of heavy loaded to the south of that. I know it kind of corresponds to the entries, but I'm wondering if there's a different way to do that. Second, I don't know if this is an update, but we were suggesting earlier a raised table, pedestrian table in Stone Avenue that would really kind of connect those two. You said at the earlier meeting that you got a no on that.
Yeah.
Is that client, still true?
Yeah, the client went to TDOT and their first response was, it's not going to happen. And but he and we are totally in agreement that that would be a great addition and would be glad to support
it. Yeah, my experience is not to take first response.
Okay.
That,
that's good.
First response has got a standard book next to him, and they look it up, and they give you that response. And a building of this importance with a pretty powerful bishop across the way from you, was powerful enough to tear down a historic structure to the north.
Sure.
And so they might be powerful enough to get a pedestrian table in the street. I think it's worth pursuing up the ladder as far as you have to go, and maybe the bishop would be a good ally in that.
We can agree with that for sure.
And then I think that if indeed this is the way you're going to proceed, that really making that pocket park substantial, making it deeper, making it real, making it something to, I wouldn't say compete with, but feel like a real response to the cathedral. Again, if you go back one, can we do that? You can't find it on this axonometric. I mean, it's just not there. And so it seems to be, to need to be something much bolder, much more substantial, and much more asking for a response to the cathedral. Going, you have my comments, so I won't belabor all of them. That 4 foot, the increasing the depth of that pocket park appears about 5 times in my comments. The other issues have to do with the elevations. It seems to me that sort of the flat window elevation all around is, you know, it's just from a, even from a climatic point of view, not really the right thing to do. The historic requirements are for the same level of interest and detail, and so we talk about, and you've covered some of these, the building color, more detail, the cornice. All of those, I think, are sort of real comments, and I think it's even true on the north. You know, in a month, probably this afternoon, you're going to get west sun on that north elevation as well, and so maybe some vertical fins. I mean, anything that gives some level of detail to that
Sure. I didn't point out, but several of the elevations do have shadow box windows.
Yes.
And that's a 6-inch box shadow box. You can kind of see it on that north facade and some of the windows up inside the patio area. That little kind of alternating inset around the windows was intentional and actually kind of, you know, emulates a little bit of what 123 Stone has on their windows, although it's all brick, but a similar setup there. And so not that that provides a lot of relief from sun, but it's certain, you know, the certain steepness of the angle of sun could provide that. Now, on the south facade, we don't have that deep shadow box, and that's where we thought that actually a louvered, some kind of a louvered trellis across those windows would be more effective in breaking up the glare and the shade and providing the shade. I didn't quite understand your comment on the horizontal west and east elevations. I guess we're looking
at... I'd
like
to quirky to finish it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
But I'm not sure about your question, but I'll get to that.
Okay.
My only additional comments were really having to do with color and material. Again, it looks pretty standard, and that you've got lots of historic structures around that have real character. And in particular, the cornice issue was really not to imitate the buildings around it, but to put a real, you know, the building touches the sky in a different way than it touches the ground.
Sure.
I also suggested, and I'd be interested in what the other committee members had suggested, is that I think maybe, and you said earlier, although I haven't seen them, that there are boxes for those trees along the curve, and I was suggesting that if those boxes were there, that they ought to perhaps be against the building instead of at the curve.
Are you talking about that south facade?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are against the building.
Okay.
Yeah, the trees are out on the edge of the sidewalk, but the planters are against the building.
Okay, so it's both. The trees are in wells, and then there are planter boxes against
that. Yes, that's correct.
And there are vines that are proposed for that. Okay. Okay, so I think you're referring to my last comment. The reviewer recommends eyebrow sunshades on the south and vertical and horizontal shading on the east and west facades to provide protection against the sun and much more shade and shadow architectural interest. What I really meant was vertical fins and horizontal fins that protect against the overhead sun but also protect against the low summer sun, particularly on the north facade. And then the cornice comment. So I sort of have general comments about the sort of the failure of the building to really respond to the cathedral. Seems important. And I think the very first thing I said at the very first meeting is that that's the diagram I would have started with the first day I had the project. And it seems like we're not there. I don't know if we can get there, but that first, go back one more. You can't imagine a cathedral across the street from it. You couldn't figure out where it was or how it was or how big it was. And, it's responding to the needs of the car, the needs of the rooms, the needs of the pool deck and all of that, but it's missing that last big piece. And I said what I said in writing, so I'll shut up for a while.
Okay. Thank you, Corky. And now we're going to open up to DRC for questions. Comments.
Just as a point of reference, could staff provide a summation of plans review?
We will provide that more in depth at the true hearing. This is more of a study session where we want to focus on the design elements of the project and provide direction on how to proceed.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll just reiterate that we had similar conversations about the shading, both from a building elevation interest and the climatic response at our kind of one-on-one session, so I agree with those. Given the organization of the building at this point, where decisions have been made about the parking placement, beyond the depth. I had the same response to the Pocket Park. I don't really like the name Pocket Park. I don't think that's I've shared this already. So I don't think it's an appropriate use of that term. That's not really what that is.
Correct.
And so I think if you started with the comments that you've received, but also just the language of what that is, that would help a lot, because it's not really a park and it's not quite even a pocket yet. but given that where the development is, could you talk a little bit more, Corky, about not just the depth, but it sounds like you're also looking for more of a response at that elevation. And are there options that you see just conceptually, given the constraints that have been created with the parking? Do you understand my question?
I do. For me, the symmetry is pretty important. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that it, you know, is longer to the south from the center line of that really, I think, hurts the concept. And if you can go to the plan, I'm not sure.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, so you can see right there that cross is telling us the center line. And then it's sort of asymmetrical to the south. And there's nothing asymmetrical about the cathedral itself. And it looks here, and I think it's correct, that that crosswalk is symmetrical and that that recess matches that crosswalk. Is that correct?
Yeah, it currently does.
So I would just do everything I could to reinforce that symmetry. It just seems critical.
Could you see
both
that,
in elevation and in
that's plan. What I was asking. If that same and response in the elevation would assist
up, yeah.
to build the relationship between the cathedral and the new structure.
I mean, really, I mean, just to give you an argument for TDOT, it really does seem that there are going to be hundreds of people coming out that front door. There's going to be quinceañeras in that new building, and they're going to be coming down the steps, which, if you look, are aimed directly at that new crosswalk. You'd have to reverse yourself to get to the other crosswalk at Ochoa. And there's no traffic on Stone, ever. I mean, traffic in this section of Stone is virtually non-existent.
Yeah.
I'm there a lot, and it doesn't exist. Because it dead ends at Broadway. You can't go north, so there's no reason for anyone to be going north. And hardly anyone's going south that way at that point. So I would be really persistent and go up the food chain of TDOT. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That helps me. Could you go back to the view of it from it's that angle, but it's a closer up perspective. The other one, I think that's that one. Yeah.
What's behind that? That blank tan wall.
At this end.
Right there. If I poked a hole in this, what's here?
Oh, that is the side of a guest room. Unfortunately, the hotel rooms are long and deep, and the sides are not windowed. There is a window band, a vertical band, just on the other side of the fin. That's actually the end of the corridors. And then the close corner is the stair tower.
So I think where you were going, Robin, is that maybe that horizontal line that's creating the podium is not doing you any good, and that there ought to be a much stronger vertical that would be opposite and symmetrical to the verticality of the cathedral. Is that
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I believe that something that's not depicted accurately on that rendering, which is the podium actually does have a step. If you go back to the site right there, you can barely see it, but you can't zoom in, can you?
Yeah, I can.
That would be really helpful. You can kind of see it there. The patio, and now granted it's only 4 feet, but the podium band does step in at that same area where that
island. I'm really confused now, because if you go to the elevation, it looks like there's building over that, over that recessed part, when in fact there's a pool deck over it. Is that right?
Question?
That is correct. Yeah, there's it's below the pool deck.
No,
is that what you're asking?
But in that elevation we just saw, it looks like there's rooms above that pocket part.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure I'm following you.
There we go. Look at the... Where were the...
No, I think it's... Can I point?
Yes. Oh, I see it's there. Got
yeah.
It.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's over farther.
Pocket park.
What's that?
We still can't find the pocket park.
There's a group of people there.
Never mind anything I just said for the last 5 minutes.
That's all right.
Well, it does seem like that face is begging for some kind of beautification or something other than just a blank slate across the street. And I'm wondering, what kind of uses right now in the design are you accommodating in the pocket park?
What kind of uses?
Uh-huh. What is
well,
there?
The amenities?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a water feature, and there are a few park benches.
Uh-huh.
And as I mentioned a while ago, we've talked about we still want to work on what we can do to improve that, not just the size, but the landscape. And we were just outside talking about turning those into planters against the wall that are also seat benches. And then that way some plants could grow up that wall. A part of, you know, at one point we talked about that being a living wall, but we all knew that that was kind of doomed on the west mm-hmm. facade, that we wouldn't keep things alive. But now that we're thinking about deepening it and uh-huh. adding more shade, that below the shade structure, there's a good chance for growing stuff on that wall and greening up that space.
Mm-hmm.
The goal there to make it more green, more lush, more inviting for someone to sit on the park bench when they're walking through. And it certainly doesn't say that now.
Yeah, so the idea of linking that with a change in paving that's shown on the plan would go quite a ways in, you know, providing some kind of visual connectivity between the two spaces. And I think the greener that you could get across the street from the church, the better it would be. I don't know what opportunities there are on the east side for adding any greenery on that side. Is there any strip whatsoever?
It's very tight because Scottish Rite's parking is
right
there,
it.
And actually they spill onto this property right now, so they're actually going to get cut back slightly.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as any kind of trees, that would probably be difficult because it would be on Scottish Rite property that's mm-hmm. very close. And
how close is it?
It varies. Their property zigzag along our property line, or the two property lines that are shared. But it varies from 5.5 feet to, at the north, very north end, 11 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and does that have to be paved?
Their parking lot, in order to function, most of that pavement will have to stay. I think it's a two-way loop. Maybe it's not two-way, but it's a looped driveway.
Yeah, it seems like if any portion, however slender, of that could come out, you could at least do
some kind of
vines or green wall, some kind of treatment on the east side.
Do the vertical elements on the first two floors of the parking garage respond to any spacing of the cathedral?
No, they do not. They just really define the two driveway entrances currently.
Did you do any studies at all shifting one of the driveway entries to the south?
We studied every possible angle of approach for vehicles, and the layout is somewhat limited in a parking structure to get the car loading that you want to maximize it. What we did, by having two driveways, we were able to retain the ground level and not eat up a lot of ramp. So we optimized the garage to get 138 cars. It probably would have been 15 or so less if we had to loop everything inside, the ramp everything within. So
how many spaces are there right now?
Oh, in the parking lot?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that.
You mean existing, Lori? You mean existing parking or in the garage?
In the garage.
Oh, I mean, right now it's an exposed parking lot.
No, I mean, the way it's designed now, how many spaces?
Oh, I don't recall exactly what's per floor, but it's about 45 or so on the ground level.
And total number of parking you're providing?
138.
138. And how many rooms?
199.
Uh-huh. So you're already less, but it seems like part of the discussion we had beforehand was the notion that less parking seems reasonable to be able to accommodate the people who are in a hotel. So it seems like to get the design to work in this case, you'd have even a stronger case of fewer parking spaces since it is right downtown.
Yeah, we are currently in IPP review, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So it's just, I think, just kind of gone through the paces now, and it's in review, right?
Yeah, it's been in for a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Is there any ability to move the entrance to upper parking garage to the north, further north along Stone?
Not without chopping up an existing hotel or losing, you'd lose both retail. We have retail there, and we have front desk and office space would be displaced.
It would just gain some symmetry facing the cathedral by having that. I'm also struck by one of the things about the IID is its emphasis on pedestrian-oriented development, and that whatever that space is called, open space in the front, is surrounded by cars going in and out of the garage and on Stone. And I find that really an interesting contradiction to pedestrian-oriented development. And even in the drop-off check-in area, there's that conflict between pedestrians and vehicles there. So,
yeah, it seems like if you could shift the northernmost entryway even a little bit further north, seems like it would be better from a design point of view. But.
Any other questions? John?
Yeah, I have a few of them. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be covering today and what I'm supposed to be covering on the 6th, so I'm going to just throw some things out. I agree with Corky that some sort of orientation should be there. One of the neighborhood concerns about the pocket park, so to speak, is that it is largely composed of a TRE, temporary revocable easement, plus the 4-foot inset. And Stone Avenue was, as well as 6th, was a 14-year-long project that Armory Park put in that when they were originally two-way streets with speed limits at 45. The speed went down to 35. We got them to a lane in each direction, a center turn lane, bike lanes, parallel parking to the side. We put in the raised pedestrian bumps at the time. They're actually stamped asphalt. It was a machine that the city has that goes back in and basically chews it up and respits it out as a colored stamped element. The project designer at the time was Vince Catalano, It was agreed at the time that if the cathedral ever did any redevelopment, that it would be possible to put something there. But Stone Avenue is a dedicated parking lane, and I'm still kind of unclear from the plans because of their scale, whether there is continuous bike lanes both north and south with a TRE into at least the parking area there between the two garage entrances. I also note it looks like Corral is getting narrowed from about 22 feet to 19, and I would like some confirmation on the adjoining streets and widths, because one of my concerns is the turning radius of the drop-off, if it will be possible potentially to put in a sign at the end that says left turn only back towards Stone, or if it will actually be, because of the turning radius, is all the traffic will now have to go down Ochoa to Scott and loop back in around the building, because Scott Avenue is a dedicated pedestrian project that we spent $14 million on a few years ago, and was kind of a complicated thing. I would like to see more of an emphasis. I don't quite know what the nine horizontal bars that are kind of stuck on to the grill work on the upper levels of the parking garage are. They may reflect a design element that was there when it was going to be a living wall, but I don't know how they relate, and there may be another feature that could be applied to that surface that may... there might be something else that could be applied there that would emphasize the verticality and the relationship on the facade to the full 30-foot length, 30-foot height of the base of that podium. One of the troubling things that the plans review had was that...
John, can we not focus on the plans review items so we can...
Certainly.
Thank you.
I'll take that out of it. All right, it's a personal one because I'm from Armory Park. All the historic contributing or eligible buildings adjacent to or around this building are masonry, which means they have a particular style of massing and proportions that is indicative of, you know, fairly simple construction details. This building is largely stucco and clad, and the massing elements are strange because, for instance, the two big vertical bars on the upper level do not go down to the street to add some sort of stability to integrate the top half and the bottom half. In fact, the one on the north cantilevers out and then just stops short above the first floor with windows under it. And I find that kind of a new design element vocabulary that isn't necessarily appropriate to the context. I'd rather see a couple windows go there and that those two bands go down so that there's a tying between the podium level and the upper level of some overall facade character. The northern side, I understand the developers want a modern building, but one thing that I find a little strange, the Scottish Rite building, and it is an addition, it is actually in the period of significance of Armory Park, but because it was not added by Henry Trost, is considering non-contributing to the original building, has a very heavy masonry base and then columns, detailings, indents, and besides that one image in the upper right of this page, there's no relation. It's actually the top one that's next to the little oval window. That's actually going to be the streetscape, and I've never seen that illustrated to see how this hotel relates to the rest of the streets on that streetscape. And that's a major pedestrian route. And I find that the perspective is a little odd because even though it's 11 feet, it looks from the perspective that maybe they're 25 feet or it's in shadow or whatever. And I think there's going to be a context there that we're not really seeing. I think that a window wall, and I understand their needs for open access, but perhaps some sort of masonry elements on the north side that would frame the lower portion might be more helpful to introduce that kind of heavy-weighted structural vocabulary to that element, to that elevation that might be more helpful. The columns that are kind of stuck in the little parking island are a little odd to me because they appear to be 8 to 10 inches by about 3 feet, which suggests that I guess they're basically stuccoed I-beams. But they don't have enough of a massing to me to suggest their purpose. And if they could be thickened up, even if the column elements were extended out north from your current into elements of the sidewalk, that you could still keep your floor plan, but you could kind of tack some things on there that would give a structural massing to that facade that would help with the context.
Can you wrap it up?
Yeah, I would prefer a little bit more yellow rather than a cold beige palette to go with the 6 of 7 yellow brick building, historic buildings in the area. I'm looking forward to eyebrows where appropriate. I'd like to see the outer. Overall, I can see how the project can easily be fixed, but I'd like to see it fit more into the context of this very, very unique site. And I hope we might get some design elements that will make it feel more in relation to both the cathedral and all of the historic adjoining structures. I appreciate what you've done on the south end and the east end, though. Those are looking lots better. It's mainly west and north that I still have a problem with the lower portions.
Any other comments? Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members
yes.
of the committee, we have a date set for next week.
Mm-hmm. Next week?
June 5th. It's in a week and a half. Sorry. Yep, the 5th. We're having growing pains. We went from a group of 1 to 5, so it's nice to have the additional help, but we are having some growing pains on dates.
So it's the 5th?
It's the 5th.
All right, so you'll send out information.
Yes, we will.
Do you know the time?
I do not know the time.
Do you know the time frame?
Let's talk about that. So generally in the past, we've had our meetings starting at 3:30 so that we can kind of be out of here before, you know, this time. Should we move back to that, or are you able to attend?
3:30 on the 5th works for me. Grab it fast.
Okay. We're fine.
Does that work? Yeah. Okay.
It will be the only item on that agenda of review.
There may be a study session item, but we're not sure if they're able to meet the deadline.
Maybe we could arrange the study session after, if that's possible.
The same?
Same date.
Sure.
It's usually a short.
Okay. So the same format as this meeting is okay? Will you be joining us? Yeah.
No, I don't think I will be.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments or questions on this item?
No, I think you heard plenty of feedback. And hopefully you can respond to that and use that and when you come back June 5th and bring some of those ideas into the project.
It would be helpful to have these a couple days in advance, if possible, just for review. If there's any discussions of general third floor plan for the deck, we get this. But and first floor and maybe base parking might help. We could look at where you're proposing to, because if you do bump into the parking garage, it would be helpful to see how it relates to the parking garage when we look at it, if those Absolutely. Items could be included.
Okay.
And the more formal one should also include a plant palette and colored materials for them to review.
We want to see that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next on agenda is call the audience. Okay. Nobody's calling.
Future agenda items.
What do we have? We potentially a...
Thank you, Corky.
Thank you, Corky. A courtesy review, or when is, we're going to have a possibly a...
Depending on timing, we may have a courtesy review for the 75 East Broadway project.
Okay.
That's the same as a study session.
Yeah, sorry.
75 East Broadway.
Okay, study session.
And that's a Swain project that they're pushing through with Pima County and Rio Nuevo.
Okay.
It's pretty strong.
Do you think that will be at the June 5th? Because they're having a neighborhood meeting on the 6th.
They want to get in front of you as soon as possible.
Okay.
It'll be a study session, though, so that, mm-hmm. that's not their...
No, it won't be
their... First official meeting, so after the 6th, we'll have somewhere planned a second meeting.
We also have 3 to 4 other projects near Five Points that are coming to you within the next couple of months. And they're, it's exciting to see all the growth in that area. Most of them have our housing elements, but there's also one, Maria, if you could mm-hmm. help. Maria's a project manager on that one, and it's kind of a mixed-use restaurant, food truck, brewing site, which is pretty interesting.
From Pueblo Vita.
Okay.
Brewery.
Nice. Yeah.
And then the Five Points project, which is exciting because there's a rezoning element, a historic element, and we need to make sure we have a quorum for that.
Is there a new rezoning element there?
No, it's no a new architect.
So
it's a
okay.
fresh look and it's more appropriate.
And it's a combination of townhomes, single-family residences, apartments, and some kind of restaurant, bar, something to be defined.
It sounds like it's much more extensive than what was covered as the design principles for the rezoning. So if it's possible to do a courtesy review, it might be helpful
okay.
if it's substantially changed from.
Also, I would like to see information get to the DRC a minimum of 7 days before hearing. And you know, I found the link to the Tucson and to the Hilton, but it wasn't as obvious as it has been in the past on links. So I think that'd be really beneficial to us to be able to find that material easily and get to it. And,
so you mean that just visually the separation between the cases?
Well, there was this, but there was also a link. There was
we don't know
to
it's there until you send us the email that it's there.
Right.
So that's what I missed, is that the link was at the very bottom of the email, and I frankly just missed it.
Yeah.
If you just put the link at the top, then put the text, then we'll know right away where we need to go and that it's there. Yeah. That would be helpful for me.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
That's kind of like holding my hand all the way, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and I'm sorry. That's
okay.
All part
don't
of the growing pains.
Don't
yeah. Yeah.
apologize. No need to apologize.
No, we just want to get, you know, more obvious
steps.
So.
Yeah, I just wasn't able to look at the Tucson. I just didn't see any of that because I got it Wednesday, and I've been on the road. So there are 3 to 4 projects near Five Points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a lot of stuff.
And there's other stuff being built now in their Five Points. It's going up now. So
yeah, we're seeing kind of the expansion. So downtown's almost built out, and you've seen. Close to 20 projects in downtown and adjacent to it.
In the core.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing the periphery.
Close to 20.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, your committee has seen more reinvestment than any other committee. You should be very proud of that.
Wow, they're going to raise our pay.
Would you like some chocolate?
One of the things that actually officially takes place today.
Robin had a comment.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
The high text amendment portion of the IID where there is overlap of HPZ and IID takes effect today, so that will add a new dimension that we'll need to become familiar with.
Yeah.
Will we get some
In Armory Park and El Presidio is where it exclusively applies.
Yeah.
Yes, there will be a study session. We wanted to wait until we got the projects that were in the pipeline before or were submitted before we heard that, so there wouldn't be confusion between the previous version of the IID and the updated version. So there's a clear demarcation. So once we get through this one, then we can talk about, that'll be on the next agenda.
Okay.
But we need to wrap up this dual brand hotel, or not. I don't know. Okay. It's your choice.
So my question was on one of the 5 points projects. I think that's one of those is Dave Schoenbach's. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what's the proper approach? Do I need to recuse myself because of that relationship?
Yes.
All right.
It's best for you to recuse yourself from
just
that.
Just so that you all know, I think one of them is my husband's project.
Okay.
So yes, it is. We've had a discussion about it. It's the 5 points at Baffert's. Okay. And so for that meeting, we would ask that you would recuse yourself.
Does that mean I need to leave and not come, or do I just not comment?
So we've actually requested some feedback from the city attorney on this.
Because, I just want to make sure we do the proper thing.
I know. Yeah. I appreciate that. And we've been thinking about that, too. What does that mean for you and for the commission? For the committee.
Okay.
And theoretically, could she sit in the audience and not say anything?
It might be just awkward.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, with the planning commission, we ask commissioners to step out of the room.
Step out of the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have no problem. I just want to know beforehand what the expectations are.
Yeah. The other question is that there seems to be a whole lot of work that's been done by the same civil engineer. And so we want to make sure that that's not becoming a concern, because we have members request, like,
which is
civil.
Cypress.
Yes. Yeah. So the question on, is there a financial concern, even though Cypress is not directly working with you per se on this project, but you have two other contracts with them? Is there some kind of a conflict?
I would say that, do you need me to report on that? My work with them is very limited, actually.
I don't, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
You're the first architect that's responded that quickly.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you.
Ethical, very ethical.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even think about it, but our work is pretty diversified. I don't know what the guideline is for that.
That's going to be a weird one, because city staff and ARS statutes slightly differ on guidance on that.
So we're going to defer to our city attorney.
Okay.
And Mr. Rankin is working on that.
I could easily, and I think anybody else could tell you proportionally what percentage of work, of the civil work that is being done in any given
time.
They could tell you. But, I mean, I can fairly easily do that.
Okay.
If I had to.
Thank you for letting me know.
I'm going to volunteer to do something that I don't have to do, because I have a lot to do.
If it comes up, then we'll ask you. At this point, I don't believe it will. And since you're recusing yourself from that hearing, in fact, if you didn't even want to come, that might be okay, too.
Okay. Just let me know what the skinny is.
Yeah, it's
Your husband would appreciate some constructive criticism.
He gets plenty of constructive criticism.
Thank you.
So there's one more quick thing. Yes. I would like to make sure that we all acknowledge Lori Woods and her work with us over the
years.
Thank you.
Lori, would you like a piece of candy?
Thank you very much. And Carolyn, you've really done quite a good job, I think, of just, you know, holding down the fort. I'm glad you have more people. And I think the two of you work well together in terms of chairing it and staffing it. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I hope Jennifer can come on board pretty quickly. Is she going through the appointment process?
Yes, she is. I don't believe we'll have her placed before the next hearing.
Uh-huh.
But thank you for the recommendation. She's a great fit. And,
okay, good.
I was pleased that she
wanted to do it.
Be very interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, landscape architects are hard to come by, especially the ones that live in the city limits.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so thank you so much.
Yeah. I think she'll be good.
And if you ever get bored,
okay,
we got a place for you.
Okay, all right.
Do you anticipate quorum now on the 5th?
Yes, we do have quorum on the 5th.
All right. Is there any way for those not present today to get at least an update in advance?
We will issue a legal action report, and we'll provide a link to the website.
Okay. Draft LAR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you hand out the parking passes to everybody who needed it?
We close the hearing.
Yeah. Can but the meeting is officially ended.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Sorry it's so late.
It's nice to meet you, Nick.
I don't think nice to meet you. Yeah, no, we haven't.
Yeah, nice to meet
Nick,
you.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Marianne. How are you doing? All good?
Good.
If you do end up with a bunch of courtesies.